Trouville. We're in an Italian gelateria. I'm sure that's not quite how you say it, but anyway, in Soho. And it's Gelupo. And we're trying ice cream.
It's gorgeous. Really gorgeous.
It is. Okay. Oh, the raspberry is just amazing.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I'll see if I can get you some caramel.
Okay. You can try my raspberry one in a minute if you want.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Looking for the place and everything today, it has been a bit like when I came to London in March.
Up stand.
You get to come around here. Sit down there.
Alright.
Ice cream on trousers then. Oh dear. It's extremely hot, isn't it, today?
Mm.
They do have iced water that's in the freezer, but you have to pay for it. But well, I might want to do that in a minute if it'd be alright. Because
it's alright if your bank balance stretches.
Well, I've probably got some coins, but it might be you that ends up going to the counter. But you can borrow my cane.
I'm hoping I've got some caramel for you.
All right.
There might not be much, but
okay.
I'm struggling to find the right side. Where are you?
Oh, that's my face.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
My hearing's so good, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow, that was the teeniest, weeniest bit.
Yeah, sorry, I did try to get it, but it's quite difficult work because it all melted together.
Here you
together.
Go. There's the spoon.
The handle there. Yeah, brilliant, thank you. Was it nice then?
It was, but very weeny.
Weeny.
Yeah. And anyone American listening to this will be laughing because that means something else in American.
What
does
it mean? Willy. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You call it a wee.
Well, a weener. Yeah, I do.
That's true.
It is. Amazing coconut sorbet.
Mm. Really?
Shall I see if I can get you some?
That would be nice.
I'm just making sure I can judge where it is, because
it is difficult, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, this is raspberry. Hang on. Or it might be coconut as well.
Okay.
It's only a bit, but
got it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which one have I given you?
A bit of both.
What? Kokarsberry.
Kokarsberry. I'm trying to give you a scoop. Where are you?
Or raspberry nut. Thank you.
That was amazing.
It is.
Stupendously amazing. Mm. Gorgeous.
And there were you saying what a weird combination I was having.
Ah. I might be tempted to have a coconut and raspberry to
afterwards. To catch up with me?
Yeah.
Oh, you could get my frozen water at the same time then. Well, you know. It's cheaper than wine.
Yeah.
A lot cheaper.
Well, I don't know, it's not a lot cheaper.
Yeah. Good, you know, wine out is like, no, water.
Oh, the water's cheap. Yeah, yeah. Did you say how much it was?
No, you didn't actually, but
yeah. It's fine.
But I didn't think the price was, for what we're getting, I didn't think the price was too bad, especially for in London as well.
Yeah, I think my pot's a little bit small, but
you asked for a small one.
No, I know, but, but, you know, small. Espresso, nice. Is your coffee okay?
It's okay. I think the coffee at Richmond is better.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I think so. Although I do like the espresso. Nice.
Would you like to try some pistachio?
I think I'm okay for it.
It's kind of salty. It's quite interesting.
Alright, I'll maybe I will then.
You'd think that would sound disgusting, but it isn't.
No, I don't think it sounds disgusting. Salt.
I've made a bit of a mess, and there might not be much on there now, and I'm making a mess, sorry.
That's what you mean. It's quite nice.
It's not normal pistachio, it's...
That's very good. Where's your hand?
That's my face again. I should have worn some jingly bangles.
Yeah.
I keep thinking I ought to do that and then forgetting to do it.
You just need to hold your breath a lot.
No. Next time we're going out, if I get you to get my son's stuff out the rucksack, there are bangles in there as well. Pick them up as well.
Yeah, okay.
And they're like all joined together.
Yeah.
So they won't, you won't pick one up and they all go, although it's quite fun if they do. It's like swimming music.
Yeah, it's true.
Quite like it.
That's just some water, you know.
Mmm. Yeah.
Oh, is that it?
That one's yours, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant.
Do you like the Black Forest?
Amazing. I have to say, this is really good. I will definitely come back here.
Mm. And they let you, Audioboo people, they let you have little tastes, little titchy spoonful tastes of things if you're not sure if you want them or not. And I'm glad I did of the rum one, because I don't think I would have liked it that much.
Did you not?
No.
It sounded quite nice.
The chocolate was quite dark, and I didn't really...
Well, the chocolate's quite dark on the...
Yeah, but the cherries balance it more.
Yeah, true.
Guess what I found a couple of days ago?
Hang on a sec, there's something down somewhere. Nice. Yeah, that'll do. Okay. Sorry, what did you find?
I found a few rum truffles left from when we went to Terra Terre in Brighton.
They're nice.
I haven't eaten them all yet, but yeah, I had a couple more. And now I've put them up in the cupboard so I can find them again.
Very sensible.
Oh, we've got a whole thing here of serviettes, should we need them?
Have we? Yeah. I might need the whole thing.
Well, it's here. Can you hit there?
Ah. I've made a brilliant mess of the table, I must say. It's quite spectacular.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you're going to make a mess, you might as well get it right.
Yeah, absolutely. I've basically got a round pool of chocolate and stuff on a serviette on the table, but it's soaked through.
Mm.
I don't know quite how that happened.
I do.
Yeah.
I think you'd have to ask again next time you came what the flavours are, because it said they make different ones every day on the review, so. Yeah, we saw some various gelaterias on Time Out, which is an app for London. But this one, yeah, as well. And this one looked the best one from all the reviews.
And it came up on another one. Sure,
yeah, you'd found it somewhere else, hadn't you?
Yeah.
As well.
Something to do with metric.
And we went to the Apple store earlier, and Robert got a new iPhone, which is why he isn't doing the boo, because his audio boom isn't up properly.
When I say got a new iPhone, it was to replace a faulty one.
Oh yeah, it wasn't like...
I just splashed out on a new iPhone.
No. It was broken.
It was.
So they replaced it.
They did.
I don't know what accent that was supposed to be.
Sort of Birmingham,
it was sort of more black country, really.
Yeah, that's true.
And it is different.
Yeah, no,
it was black country, Dudley, I don't know, it was kind of weird, whatever it was.
Dudley.
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 No, it's more like Dudley.
Dudley.
But not quite, Dudley.
Dudley.
Dudley. It's kind of a,
Dudley. Dudley.
Can I clap your Dudley?
Can I clap your Dudley?
In fact, I think it was us bumbling around London that Matt said made us the King and Queen of new King and Queen of audio books.
Yeah, true. I don't think that we're being quite as funny this time.
No.
Sleep now.
What? You're crazy.
Post-eating sleep.
A post-prandial nap.
Post-prandial.
Prandial. No. Post-lunch kind of a thing, I think. I don't know, it was in some posh story, and I was like, a post what? A what? What?
Nah.
Although I did find myself saying something of that nature the other day and going, no, kill me now. Is your coffee good?
Sorry?
Is your coffee good?
Yeah, it was nice.
It's all gone?
Yeah. I'm not in a rush to go and stand up yet though, so I can hold on a few more minutes.
Oh yeah.
Having been standing up for quite a long time.
Oh, poor old man.
And getting more hot.
It is hot, it's true. And, you know, I'm taking the mic, but actually, it's you that gets to stand up, not me, so I shouldn't really.
You're closer to the ground than me, anyway.
Yeah, but your brain's more down to earth.
Boy. I think ours are right.
Pardon?
I think you're one of them.
Probably just gets hot in here.
It was like so mind expanding because it was about student revolutions and information and lies and
it was like so mind expanding. It was like so mind expanding. Top bloke just said. Old people are funny, aren't they?
They are.
People are like so funny. I know I say like sometimes as well, but
you don't really.
I do sometimes. But like some people.
That was in its correct context.
I know, I was just being silly. I was just being like silly. Know what I mean?
So I'm just trying to find it as an illustration.
I think I'm going to stop my audio boom now because it's probably quite getting a bit boring now. Well, that's normal for your boot stream, but not mine. Hang on. Let's have a serviette. I think it's a Russian.
A Russian.
Soviet. Oh, never mind.
Soviet.
Yeah. Right, that did work, so I'm going to pause the boo again in a moment. Goodbye, boo.
You say goodbye, Robert.
Goodbye, Robert.
No, come on.
Sorry, I'm going to say, come on, be sensible.
You're going to say goodbye to the boo people.
Goodbye to the boo people. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're back already. Robert's undosified himself enough to go and get some more ice cream for himself, because I had a bigger ice cream than Rob did. And he liked my coconut and raspberry flavours so much earlier that he's got one now of coconut and ice cream. I mean, coconut and raspberry. In fact, the coconut is a sorbet, which I really didn't think. I think thought that would be a bit weird, but it's actually really lovely. And it's got desiccated coconut in it, and it's yummy. And the raspberry's yummy too. And but I'm not pinching Robert's because I've had mine now. But we've got sparkling water as well. It's nice and cold. Yeah, don't forget to drink yours, Robert.
I'll have him done with water, done the ice
cream. Oh, fair enough. No, it would just be annoying if I poured it out and then we went and you didn't drink it.
I have to say, the raspberry is quite outstanding.
Mm. Oh, I think the coconut's pretty outstanding myself.
No, it's good.
And the other thing that we should say about this place is that we'll be back.
Mm.
And that we recommend it. So it's called Gelupo, G-E-L-U-P-O. It is on Foursquare, should you wish to find it.
Check it on Facebook.
No, but I shared the Foursquare to the Facebook, if you see what I mean. But you can check us in on Facebook if you want. Oh, I'll do it in a minute then. And also, it's on 9 Archer Street. In Soho.
And it's basically one street back Shaftesbury Avenue.
Kind
it's
of.
It. Yeah, it is. We're parallel to Shaftesbury Avenue.
Are we?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to argue because I don't know much better, but I thought we were at a bit of a funny angle actually, but maybe not. I don't know. Someone
near,
can.
Near Rupert Street.
It's near Shaftesbury Avenue and off Shaftesbury Avenue is Rupert Street and. It's left. Kind of somewhere around there, anyway.
Yep.
We haven't met any archers yet, though, have we? No.
Essentially, bows and arrows hanging about, but no archers.
Oh, silly! I was thinking of the Sunday morning kind.
Were you? there are plenty of omnibuses passing outside.
Oh, yes, in Shaftesbury Avenue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, what I have to say about that. Wow.
I'm glad you're enjoying that.
That was so nice.
And you found this place, didn't you? Before
somehow.
I did.
Somehow.
So I'm going to finish the boo again.
Water's good too.
It is. Nice and cold. They had it in the freezer, apparently. It is quite hot in here, but the ice cream is good. And the letting you try flavours is just good. Because some places just don't, do they? You just have to gamble and...
Yeah.
You know.
I can't remember whether they let us in Richmond or not.
They might sort of, maybe, if we asked.
I think they would let us.
But I don't know... Yeah, they probably would, because they're always going in there, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
We have to say, you know...
But they do
Richmond,
long and thin
if
things
if
in
Richmond
there.
Ice Cream are listening to this, don't worry, we're not leaving you.
No, we're just sharing the love.
Yeah.
But the ice cream place in Richmond, Gelato Danielli, is much easier to get to because it's right near your house.
True.
So,
being
as you live in Richmond.
Might suggest that they do coconut sorbet.
Oh, but they do lovely coconut ice cream, though.
Yeah.
It is really nice.
Mm.
Yeah. You'll have to try it.
Oh.
when I have it again the next time, you'll have to have a taste. Oh, the other thing I was going to say, I remember now, is that they do a mint-flavoured ice cream. And you can actually smell, we haven't tried it, but you can smell fresh mint in here. And it's like the herb mint, not like toothpaste-y thing. So that would be a good one to try as well, wouldn't it?
You said that on the review, didn't it? It's not toothpaste.
Yeah, it's proper mint. Like, it smells like summertime.
Yeah, no, you're right, it does. It's a really lovely, fresh smell.
Mm. So, if we come again, I might try that one.
Yeah.
I read a review of, there's an ice cream place at Kew Gardens.
Right.
And they weren't very impressed with it.
Oh, really? Yeah. In Kew Gardens itself, or in Kew?
Kew Gardens.
Actually in the gardens?
Yeah, because it said, as part of the review, that it was £13 something to get into Kew Gardens.
I see.
So...
Free for us.
Why is that?
Oh. See the prices that you got, don't pay them.
Oh.
No, in all seriousness, you get each of us free and then one pair of each.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So we could take Mark?
Yeah.
Although he'd probably be entitled to a carer as well.
Yeah, probably. Probably needs one.
Poor Mark.
Yeah, no.
On that note, I better finish the brew, hadn't I, before you say anything else bad.
No, I'm not saying anything bad.
Nice.
I'll say what I said.
Well, that's true, but even if he does, I don't think he'd be that bothered, would he? What was it I said once? He's so laid back, he's nearly upside down.
It's true. Very true.
Like you, when I spun you in that dishy thing at Think Tank.
He's a good show.
He is, he's great. But yeah, he's as laid back as you were in that spinny dish at Think Tank.
Yeah, just not quite so dizzy. Well, actually, same.
Yeah.
Maybe. Try that way.
Maybe,
someone's
yeah.
Been spinning him around.
Yeah, maybe he's like always stuck in a dish at Think Tank, spinning...
Yeah.
Sort of lying on his back, spinning upside down, back, sort of partly right way up and upside down again. And boo people, if you want to know what on earth we're talking about, look at my Think Tank boo, Think Tank with Robert, where we're in the not the science garden, the kids park. And listen to me spinning Robert round in this dish thing. Because he'd been saying I ought to know how to build the bridge, and I didn't know. Did I?
Sorry? Oh, the bridge?
Yes.
Oh, well,
it was revenge for the bridge.
Yeah, well, you know...
We are friends since then. Well, we're more than friends since then, actually. But, you know, at the time, revenge was sweet. It really was. You can go to that with my dad, perhaps. Yeah, and me and Mum will go and do, I don't know, anything else, really, basically. Yeah. Pardon? Yeah, maybe shopping or...
arranging flowers.
No, we don't. It's not really a me and Mum type of a thing to do.
I think it's a girly thing.
Yeah. Shopping's a girly thing.
Doing your hair.
Yeah, but again, it's not really a me and Mum thing.
No.
She used to do our hair, me and Jenny, when we had long hair when we were kids, though.
Did she?
Yeah. Well, she's our mum, so. But yeah, and I'm just trying to think. Yeah, sometimes we used to do it in really teeny French plaits.
Oh, right.
And let it dry from wet, like
yeah.
That. And then you'd have really wavy hair afterwards.
Yeah.
And But it was quite fun having it tied up in these teeny weeny little minute French plaits too. It must have taken ages. Matilda the musical came up on Time Out today.
Did it?
It did.
What did they say about
it? Oh, I never actually read the thing because I've seen it, but it said it was on until the 22nd of December.
Okay.
The Cambridge Theatre. It was like on the, you know, when you've got the home tab, it was in that list.
Yeah.
So, I think we should investigate when there's another audio described performance, because I'd love you to see it before it stops.
I'd like to give them a ring and ask when their audio described performance stuff.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea.
Do it now.
Well, no, because...
And then if it happens to be today...
Oh, I doubt it will be today.
How do you know?
I don't know, I just... And anyway, there wouldn't, if it was, they would be sold out, I'm sure.
I don't know, quite often that last minute seats come up in the theatres. I mean, Dad and I saw We Will Rock You just because of a couple of spare seats.
You saw what?
We Will Rock You.
Oh?
We just went to the theatre, so we got any seats today.
Oh, right.
And we got tickets.
Oh, wow. I'll have a look in a moment.
Usually the best way of doing it is turn up to the theatre and ask.
Except if they say no, we haven't got any.
Yeah.
Then it's a bit rubbish.
Yeah, it depends how far away the theatre is.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's in Kmart or something, then it'd be fine.
How far away is the Cambridge Theatre?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
They'd have a look. Well, boo people, this is probably getting a bit boring now. I'm still booing, yeah. I thought it was quite a good little conversation we were having there. No one said anything bad, so... Bye-bye, boo people!